Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Be sure to check it out when you can, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday, every Sunday, by email. We're now in our seventh year of the newsletter, and glad to send that to you every week by email. It'll get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do on the website, including checking out our blog, which is right there on the homepage, and which we'll also send to you Monday through Friday. Donna Finn is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a contributing editor for Inc. magazine, and she has a new book out called Alpha Dogs, How Your Small Business Can Become a Leader of the Pack. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
And it's great to be here.
Donna, one of the things that my audience has heard me say many times before is that there's no reason why a small business can't dominate with their brands in their markets, even in the face of all the big box companies. And you actually went out into the marketplace and found people who were doing that, didn't you?
That's exactly right.
Well, what did they tell you?
Go ahead.
What did they tell you?
Well, I mean, I think what the book is really about is there is eight. I divide the book into eight strategies, and I found small companies that illustrated each of those strategies, and they were customer service, employee engagement, innovation, branding, community connections, transforming your company with technology, the partnerships and alliances, and reinvention. So the idea is that you're not going to dominate your marketplace according to what you make or sell. You're going to dominate because you've executed business strategy in some particularly clever way. And in the book, I happen to talk about eight of those strategies. And branding, specifically marketing your brand inside and out, is what I call is one of those strategies, and I think that's a very important strategy, because branding today isn't just about branding your product or service. It's about branding your whole company. It's about what people think and feel when they hear the name of your company. And that's in that chapter I talk about a company called Dancing Deer Bakery, which is a commercial bakery in Boston.
What did they do that was so special?
Well, I'll tell you, they when they first started out, there are lots of companies like that. Lots of companies in the specialty food market. They very rarely have revenues over $1 million. Trish Carter, who is the founder of the company, has revenues of, well, when I wrote the book, we said 4.8. I think she's well over that now, maybe up to 6. She started the company with two partners, her husband, who became her ex-husband a few years after she started the company.
Was that because of the business?
No, it wasn't. It was. I have to say, it wasn't because of the business. But it.
I don't mean to be flippant about that. But there are people listening who are saying, "Well, we know what happened to those two." It can happen.
No, I think actually people can have, husbands and wives can have very good business partnerships.
It can work.
I think this was a marriage headed for the skids.
Right.
Anyway, but that divorce almost did tear the company apart, unfortunately. But much to Trisha's credit, it did not. She ended up taking control of the company and really making it pop. And when they started the company, they knew that they didn't want just a small local or regional brand. They wanted a national brand. And so they went about...
A small business thinking that they could have a national brand.
That's chutzpah, huh?
That's chutzpah. You're right about that.
Yeah. So they started with the packaging, and they started with their values and their mission, I think, which was to make all natural, preservative free cookies that were homey and that appealed to the growing number of baby boomers who were looking to buy high-end baked goods, because goodness knows we're all so busy now, we probably don't have the time to bake them ourselves. So it started with the packaging, and it went into where she distributed the cookies, which was specialty food stores and then natural foods markets. One of the points that I make in that chapter is that your consumers will judge you by the company you keep, which I think is a very, very important point. Whole Foods had a lot of respect. Trish gained that respect when she managed to get her product into that store.
But Donna, there are lots of cookies out there. There are lots of baked goods out there, there's not a lot of space for an extra competitor out there in that market. What does she do besides the the Whole Foods kind of thing, the no preservatives thing? What does she do to get her suppliers, to get her customers to take notice and say, this is special, we need to make room for her?
Well, she has incredible integrity. And I think that's illustrated by, ages ago when she was first starting out, Williams-Sonoma came to her and said, we would love to put your molasses clove cookies in every store, in every Williams-Sonoma store this Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Trish said, God, really tempting. That will double my revenues. How great would that be? But I can't put preservatives in my cookies. They're not going to have the shelf life that you need.
Right.
So, no, I'm sorry, I can't. And it would have been easier for her to compromise at that point. But she wouldn't. And I think Williams-Sonoma really appreciated that and came back to her and said, well, hey, let's work on a product that doesn't have the shelf life issue. And she ended up making a gingerbread mix for them. Resulted in a long and fruitful and important relationship
Good for both of those companies.
Well, exactly.
For doing that.
I think she also locally brands herself as somebody who is very, very concerned with the community. She hires in her local Roxbury lots of immigrants in the company, hardworking immigrants. She has a very diverse workforce. Her newsletter is fantastic, actually. It's one of the, I open it when I delete everything else, because there are always pictures of her employees having fun, and there's always some clever bit of writing. So she's
is in addition to her products, she also creates content about what she's doing to send out to her customers.
That's exactly right. For example, I got a newsletter the other day that had a little bit about, what's the history of spearmint. So, it's their fun little bits in there, and always pictures of the employees having a great time, which makes you feel like you're doing business with a good company.
See, folks, you've heard this before on the show. How many times have you heard experts like Donna come on the show and talk to us about the importance of staying connected with your customers? What a great story, and that's a success story. Donna said it's not about what you sell, it's how you deliver it, earlier in this segment. When we come back, I'm going to get her to dwell on that a little bit. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Donna Finn is our guest. The book is called Alpha Dogs. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Donna Finn is our guest. She's the author of Alpha Dogs, How Your Small Business Can Become a Leader of the Pack. Donna, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book is available in your local bookstores, of course. And I always say on the radio that it would make me very happy if you bought it from your local independent bookstore.
Because we really like
those companies, don't
absolutely.
We, Jim?
And we sure do.
Also, it's available online at Amazon and BN.com. And if you visit my website at www.alphadogs.org or DonnaFenn.com, then I'll take you to some other places where you can buy the book as well.
DonnaFenn.com, that's two N's, and AlphaDogs.org, right?
Right.
All right. Now, in the previous segment, you said that something that I think is very important, and I say it all the time on the show, And I like it when other people say it, and it bears repeating over and over again. For small businesses today, I'm paraphrasing a little bit of what you said, but I want you to talk about this for a second. Is for small businesses today, what you sell is, I don't care what you sell. What you sell is a commodity. Your customers can get it six ways from Sunday within a half a mile of where you are and 1,000 places in a half an hour on the internet. It's not what you sell, it's how you deliver what you sell. Donna, that's essentially what you said earlier.
That's absolutely true, and I think a great example of that is one of the first chapters in my book, which I call Seduce Your Customers, and that's mm-hmm. about Chris Zane at Zane Cycles in Brantford, Connecticut. Now, how many bike shops are there in the world? And goodness knows, you can buy a bike just about anywhere now, even at Walmart. Chris sells essentially high-end bikes, track bikes typically, which are available everywhere. So what he does is he creates an incredible experience for the customer by the use of wonderful service techniques. Every bike you buy comes with a lifetime warranty for service. He guarantees that you won't find the bike anywhere else for less, and if you buy a kid's bike, you can bring it in the next year when your kid outgrows it, and you can get the full price of the bike
wow.
towards the trade-in. So, I mean, other bike shop owners...
Talk about making customers come back.
Talk about giving your customers no reason at all to ever go
right.
anywhere else. I mean,
right.
that's the point. And other bike shop owners go, oh, my goodness, I could never do that. It's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, when you offer somebody like that, it really takes the waffling out of the purchasing decision. But people typically don't shop for a lower price after they've bought a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And the lifetime service warranty, people typically don't bring their bikes back for service, if you want to know the truth.
Right.
A small percentage is going to do it, and the other people are going to be very happy that they can do it, but the bottom line is they're probably not going to do it. So your liability on those promises is pretty small. Not that you don't keep your promise to everybody who takes you up on it, but the truth is that not a lot of people are. He also built a beautiful coffee bar in his store, a beautiful mahogany coffee bar where people, anybody who wants to, can come and sit down and have a free cup of coffee.
So are you saying he created a place for people to gather?
That's right.
To build community?
That's right.
Wow, does that work?
It does work. It works. It works. So, and you know,
he took a page out of the bookstore model, didn't he?
Pardon?
He took a page out of the bookstore model, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did. And what he did is he went to Europe ages ago, and he visited a few bike shops there, and he saw a bike shop with a coffee bar, and he came back and thought, wow, that is really mm-hmm. a fantastic idea. So he set his coffee bar up actually in front of a big plate glass window behind which people were fixing bikes. So people could also see that, you know, he had these guys who really knew what they were doing with the bikes, and that he kept a really clean shop.
Well, he created a little theater there, too, didn't he?
Exactly. That's exactly
yeah.
right. That's
I'll
exactly
tell you,
right.
folks, these are all ideas that I hope you're thinking about. And I don't care I don't care if you take the idea that Donna's giving you and use it verbatim. In fact, that's not important. What's important is that you think about the way these people are connecting to their customers, how they're staying connected to their customers, how they're building community. They're building an environment where their customers want to be, even if they're not buying anything. I mean, that's the way to get customers you can't run off, isn't it, Donna?
It is, and it's and the great thing is that it's not something that the big stores, the big companies, can emulate. I mean,
they can't do it.
I don't even think they try, and when
no.
they do try, it sort of rings false. So this is a real competitive edge that small businesses can have, and I think it's a really important one. And the other thing is to remember when you're creating this environment, you can go overboard with the fun aspect of it. The really important aspect is to be consistent. People who walk in that store should have the same wonderful experience every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a system.
And
for
that is one of the keys to success of the big box companies. That is something that they do typically. The hamburger you get in Moline is the same hamburger you get in Moscow.
Yeah, and it's pretty crappy in both.
Yeah, but the point is they are consistent, and that's something
right.
I think we can learn from them. Okay, I got 30 seconds, Donna. What's the most important thing that you learned from all of the people that you met and that you could tell us right now?
Oh my goodness, that's putting me on the spot. Well, I mean, I think all of these people have, have really focused on what they do, not how they do it. They've gotten out of the commodity game, really focused on community, on customers, on using technology in a smart way. And that's pretty much it.
Well said. That's well said in 20 seconds. Hey, Donna, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
I would love to. Thank you, Jim.
The book is called Alpha Dogs. It's a good one, folks. How your small business can become a leader of the pack. DonnaFinn.com and AlphaDogs.org. Right, Donna?
That's right.
All right. Check that book out wherever books are sold and at those websites. Thanks, Donna. See you next time. Quick break. Grace Marie Turner will be with me when we come back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.